of what's happening in all three of our communities is important to us, connecting people with resources, connecting organizations to other organizations. You know, we try to be a center point that people can come to for information in the nonprofit world. And I hope we do a good job. I think we do. We really enjoy it. We really enjoy collaboration and building those relationships.
Well, we've had the great pleasure of working with some wonderful people over the years. And I'm reminded of so many meetings in my tenure with the Chamber of Commerce. I can't tell you how many meetings that the Community Foundation has been at the table, and different staff members and different directors. The good news is that it continues to grow, and I really get excited about the Community Foundation in the sense that even the way they have done business over the years has changed to be more, I think, even community-minded and more aggressive when it comes to going after those projects that they see that the community. I mean, I look at Prairie Creek Park, what a huge investment. Ivy Tech, huge investment. These are local projects.
Yeah.
But those are, without the Community Foundation's help in those projects, those projects may have not even come to fruition.
Yeah, and a big thing that we've really focused on, I would say, in the last 7 to 8 years is really asking the community, what would you like?
Yeah.
A lot of you are familiar with our community conversations, and we just finished our second round of that, and that's time we spend. I think we did 13 conversations in Clinton County, and they're diverse conversations. We reach all different community groups and just have our consultants sit down and ask them, like, what do you dream for your community? And we take those aspirations back, and those guide us for years to come. We consider those when we are looking at grants, because we want to do what the community is asking for.
Absolutely. And having that information gives you guys an opportunity to start, because not only funding, but you have other resources and other, like, consultants and other connections and contacts that you might say, you know what, you need to talk to this person, or you may have a contact or a consultant that says you really need to go get a hold of Clinton County because they've got some things going on. Those are just as important, because those can plans and strategies and visions always can equate to reality when you have the right partners.
Yeah, I mean, a great example of that was the Lilly Endowments Gift 7, or regional collaboration. We worked with all three counties, and we worked with Healthy Communities here in Clinton County, really helping them do more things and expand. And our focus was on substance use disorder and mental health. And I'm sure you guys are familiar with Turning Point in Howard County.
Yep.
They serve this area now. And that was a huge project that was kicked off by a team at the Community Foundation and a team of dedicated people in these organizations that wanted to make change.
Yeah, we are very fortunate, you know, especially in the recovery community. I mean, tonight, Thursday, every Thursday is Brianna's Hope that meets at St. Matthew's. We have programs on Saturday mornings at the Chamber. We have the 180, We Care. There are so many great programs just in Clinton County that's really meant to help be part of that transformational change in a person's life that is dealing with an addictive scenario.